was that?
Nobody.
Don't lie to me, Jack. I've had plenty of women mad at me the morning after. Just don't let her light your sneakers on fire in the bathtub.
Well, she would never do that, Tracy. She's a very special woman.
So then what's the problem?
Well, we're just on opposite sides of a feud.
Oh, I get it. Romeo and Juliet. Capulets and Romulans. I've been there. I'm black, she's white. I'm black, she's light-skinned black. I'm black, she's 17.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. Got a full house with me. We got Joel.
Hello.
We got Veronica.
Hi.
We got Vinny.
What's up?
And Matt Canoza hidden behind the consoles.
Hello.
I like that quiet little hello. You can listen to us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Podcasts in my writing found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement and call us at 703-560-TALK. Again, 703-560-8255. Got a great show for you today. Some great subjects. We got Joel's birthday from last night. Joel is nodding and smiling. We got Big Ben Roethlisberger accused of rape yet again, which is always hilarious for a comedy show. And the kid air traffic controller. Don't give me that look, Veronica. I was being sarcastic. You couldn't tell because of the music. But, yeah, we got that dumb bag of S accused of rape again, and we got the kids who were directing air traffic for a while because their stupid Irish father let them in the,
awesome.
The air traffic
I
tower.
Love it.
So let's get it underway, Joel. It was Joel's birthday yesterday, and I've culled two special sound effects in case he's still hungover and hurting. This is the first. That is the world's most annoying sound, according to Dumb and Dumber. And I also got a
classic.
good all-purpose air raid siren.
I love that.
There we go.
Pitch is perfect.
So I think today we need to rename the show in the honor of Goldstein. It's no longer Papa's Basement today, but given his ball of lifestyle, I want it to be Goldstein's Penthouse.
I like it.
Goldstein's Penthouse. John's in the basement.
I was thinking Joel's Dungeon.
Joel's Dungeon. That's a little too sexy. We didn't go to S&M clubs for his
It'll
birthday last night.
It'll be my dungeon on my birthday.
Veronica's dungeon. Oh, God. I'm not even...
Same description
of yeah,
applies.
Yeah, not going to go there. Not going to do anything that gets me in trouble. But, yeah, we're
Good
a big...
Idea.
We're something of a big, happy family. At least I thought we were a big, happy family off the air. I know I managed to make it to Joel's birthday festivities.
Yes, you did.
Last night, as Veronica may or may not be giving me the double pumper. Hi, Veronica. What?
Hi.
So what happened? I just want to know why you couldn't make it to Joel's birthday party.
I had two friends in town that I did not know were coming in.
So okay.
I had to see them.
One was.
I'm sorry that I missed your birthday.
One was Aunt Flo.
You look horrible.
Who was the other?
So I'm assuming it was a good time.
I look horrible.
Okay.
I actually thought I looked all right. Considering
no, you look so hungover, you can barely stand.
I do?
Joel's like, I'm fine. Why are you calling me ugly?
I actually woke up not like hurting as much as I thought I would, which is very surprising because I didn't take any Advil or anything before I went to bed.
All right. Well, Joel's birthday. Joel invited us out. Actually, your girlfriend who I met last night, and we'll get to that in a bit, but she's very sweet, very cool, a cutie.
Yes.
But we'll analyze some stuff.
All right.
That in a bit. She did the planning and invited us out to, I guess I would call it a bit of a hipster bar, or at least that's what someone who just stays at home watching reruns.
That's not a hipster bar.
Wait, what's the bar? Are you
It's rock. Well, first of all, okay, it's Rocket Bar in
everything's
Rocket
a
Town Gallery place. Right?
Yeah,
everything's a hipster bar to me.
That's not a hipster bar.
I am an old woman. Everything
that's
is a hipster
to
bar.
Dive than
the bar, the okay. bar that we went to afterwards was a little bit more of a hipster bar.
Yeah. Well, if you want to know where I am on the social ladder. Rocket Bar is a hipster bar to me. You could take me to a TGI Fridays, and it would be a hipster bar to me.
My God.
But so we get there, and it's just a lot of pretty people who are fooling around with each other, and I'm instantly just like, why, God, why am I around this? It just, why are you shaking your head? It just pains me to see attractive, affluent people hooking up with each other.
I do, you know, I didn't pay that much attention to the people around me because I was drunk.
It would be like just putting pictures of food in front of me. What good am I going to get out of that. I want to eat it. I don't want to just stare.
Well, you were only there at Rocket Bar for what, like
it was
10 minutes?
It was that fine.
And the truth comes out.
Yeah.
No. He actually, John drove us to the next bar that we went to.
Thank you.
And he hung out the entire time. So
okay.
Big props.
Good wingman. Good
thank
wingman.
You. Thank you.
The funny part is we weren't even supposed to be at Rocket Bar last night.
No, you got screwed out of bowling at Lucky Strike. So if you want to take a 30-second dump on them as your birthday present.
Yes,
I'll join you too.
What happened with that? I didn't get that email until this morning.
Okay.
So I would have gone to the bowling alley.
No.
Like, where are you?
No, I would have. No, I texted everybody.
He did.
All right. So I tried to call to make a reservation several weeks ago for Lucky Strike, and they're like, "Well, the only time we have available is 11:30, and the meeting time was 10 o'clock," and so. What the heck are you doing, John, other than distracting me?
I was going to lean over to give instructions to Vinny and Matt. I can do it on air now that the cat's out of the bag. Guys, just pull the mic exactly like
this.
There you go. If either of you's talking, just put it in your face.
I know.
Okay, anyways.
They have to share a mic. It looks like Jenna Jameson going to town on Lex Steele.
That was really distracting. Okay.
Sorry.
So I called up Lucky Strike, and they're like, you can either do 11:30 or you can come in early. The wait's usually 30 to, like, 90 minutes for, like, a lane.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, we'll just have dinner near Gallery Place. We'll get a couple lanes, you know, like a good hour ahead of time. And I figured I'd call them around 8-something just to make sure we were okay.
And they dropped the ball. What a delicious pun for a bowling alley.
I call up at about 8:45 as we're finishing dinner. At Chef Jeff's in downtown.
Ooh.
The whole
good
time.
Call,
no, this is why it's Goldstein's penthouse.
Baller.
Yeah, this guy is mentioning all these
the
night spots. I'm like, I can tell you where the strip clubs of DC are. And he's like, I ate a flank steak at Chef Jeff's. It
you know
was
what's
delicious.
Funny is I had the Flatiron steak.
The Flatiron steak. I'm telling you, he knows it. I'm like, I can find you a McDonald's that's open 24 hours. And next to Club 1819. That's my DC expertise.
I could get you the Julio's Empanadas, sir.
Okay.
But
that's a quality establishment, too.
Oh, my God. So good.
Especially at 3 a.m.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask a question?
When is modern science going to find a cure for a woman's mouth?
Go on.
Oh.
Yes. Go on, Veronica. Ask away.
I am going to kill you. You know that, right?
Of course. Go on.
Oh, I just swear to God, play it again, and I will chuck my phone at your head.
I'll save
might
it.
Not text anymore.
I'll save
which
it one
phone?
One per show. One play per show.
No. Probably not a good idea.
I'm really curious if she's willing to relinquish the phone.
Nah, I you can't.
Well, when you have two.
I'm not going to poke the tiger in the cage twice. Hey, I already got my lick in for today. So for the rest of the day, you're a pretty blonde princess, aren't you, Veronica?
She has not blinked, and she's giving
you
the death
stare. She's giving you the angry,
through his body.
Those angry, non-blinking doll eyes just staring
I
back.
To rip your balls off.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. So,
anyways.
Yeah.
After I was so rudely interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of bowling alley takes reservations? Seriously.
Lucky Strike does.
A hipster bowling alley fit for Flatiron Goldstein over here.
That's more yuppity and crazy like that.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying that sounds like something you find in like stuff white people like.
a little bit. All right. Long story short, they botch it for Joel's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So at the last second, Joel's got an audible to this place called Rocket Bar, which is a lot of drinking and playing games. There's a lot of skee ball, a lot of some arcades, right?
Yeah, they have
air hockey.
Well, actually, I only stayed in that one corner of the bar the entire time because Gwen was like, okay, you're going to get to play skee ball.
Okay, so they're playing skee ball the whole time. I catch up. It's Joel with a couple friends. I would say there's your girlfriend, her brother, a guy with a Russian name I really couldn't pronounce. What was it?
His name is Danilo.
Danilo.
Why didn't you just go to Dave & Buster's?
Listen to the players in the life of Goldstein. He knows a guy named Danilo.
Yeah.
That's just so balla. He's eating steaks. He knows Danilo. There's a guy who was literally the anti-me that I met, who was a brother named Ooh. Antoine. He was tall. He was good looking. He loved to go out.
Yeah.
I thought, like, if we touched fingertips, the world might implode into itself. That's, he was good people, but...
6'2", twice as handsome, 4 times as smart, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that actually sums it up pretty well.
I mean, yeah, it was kind of bizarre. I mean, it was like everything I don't like to do was just spilling out of this guy's mouth, but... So that was a trip. That was a trip. It was good
to make a friend, John.
We were friends by the end of the night.
It was really cool because I went off when we got to Marvin. I was talking with one of my best friends who works there.
His hookup at Marvin.
Yes.
Goldstein's penthouse.
And I was
the lifestyle.
I was talking with him while you, Antoine, and Gwen were commiserating, and I don't even know what you guys were talking about. But he and I, we disappeared for a good 10-15 minutes. We're just BSing.
You went off, yeah.
Yeah. No, it was really cool because I had basically 4 or 5 different circles of like friends, whether it was like high school,
exactly.
College,
I think what you're trying to say, it takes the touch and the gifts of the gods to bring different people together in one room, like I do every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. And what the mother
what
is F
that?
Is playing in
I
the background?
I thought that was you too.
No, that is not me screwing around. That sounds like some low rent Earth, Wind, and Fire playing in the background. God damn, it's leaking in from the other studio. Matt, put an end to that. Put a cease to it. Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. He'll do it, too. We're going to hear gunfire in about 15 seconds, and he's going to turn
towards
around.
Us, probably.
He's going to say, we got to go now.
Let's talk about him while he's gone.
No. So.
What do you want to say about him, Veronica?
I have no comment.
I would say the big news for me. What's up, Matt? What's the update, sir?
Huh?
What's the update?
He's filming something over there, and I asked him to close it.
It sounds like a 70s porno from
here. Yeah, it really does. And, like, not the good scene. Not the good scene either. It's like the scene where Mr. Hardwick is first putting the moves on Debbie.
Yeah, it's the actual story part of it.
Yeah, exactly. The superfluous stuff. But, so I meet Gwen. I meet the legendary Gwen who Joel spends every Friday night scrumping and brunching with.
Wow. That's great.
And brunching.
That.
Feel free to call in, Gwen.
Gwen,
please call in. You call the ultimate.
I don't know if she's listening or not.
She's really good people. Like, she's very, honestly nice and stuff. And she just seemed like really normal and down to earth until Joel was like bragging. Joel's a very happy boyfriend, by the way. He would just brag and brag about her. And then he's like, you know, as he's kind of slurring this out a little bit. He was holding it together for the most part, but he was slurring a little bit. He's like, yeah, they're a C cup, and they're going to be perky forever because she had a breast reduction.
Whoa.
Oh, yes. Did you really say that? Do you remember saying that?
No.
Is it true?
John, do you remember saying that? Or you just thought that up?
I wouldn't be.
Wow.
So he slurred that.
Actually, the truth is between Joel and
John. That, like, dropped my jaw because, like, what was she before a reduction? Like, who does a breast reduction? I'd understand you, like, popping
it's
out your
for,
kid.
It's for people who have back pain.
Okay, because I would think you're more sane if you have a kid on prom night and throw it on a dumpster and go back to be crowned the prom queen than you get a breast reduction.
No,
that blew my mind.
I've actually dated a couple different girls that have had that done.
Yeah.
God.
A couple in high school that
God
had it done.
God damn, actually. Goldstein's penthouse. When am I going to get to be the puffy to your biggie, man? When do I get to enter this world?
Well, when you don't live with your mom.
And when you actually come out
after
and hang out.
Shot.
Okay, yeah.
I get shot.
You'll end up shot, and I'll dedicate multiple radio shows to you and build a career off it.
Then who's going to be your mace?
Vinny, you down?
I'm down.
All right.
I'll do the monotone voice.
We,
and Nick
exactly.
Vinny's doing it.
We've just got to wear those shiny jumpsuits for a year.
Enough
we're all set. But, so he's going on about the girlfriend. And then the other funny thing that came up, he was talking right in front of the brother Antoine that I hadn't met yet. And he's like, John, do you think you got a hood pass? And this is like right in front of a black dude. So I'm like, why, of course not, Joel. Why would you ever suggest such a thing?
What's a hood pass?
Oh, boy.
The hood pass is what John Mayer asserts. Like, a white guy or pretty much anyone who's non-black can have a hood pass where I guess black people like him or something.
This is coming from John Mayer?
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously?
I have a hood pass.
I mean,
really?
I don't know what it is to have a hood pass. You know?
Don't ever quote that man.
Yeah.
He's a moron.
I'll tell
He's
you my secret to
He's
getting along with
idiot.
People.
I think Robin Thicke is the only one with the hood pass. He's always on like BET and all these other
Yeah, and he's
stations.
Married to a black chick, and even then he's still a white dude just banging a black chick.
I actually am going to nominate Pat Riley as well.
Pat Riley can have a okay.
Till sports hour. See you after.
Well, that's where we'll get to the sports story in a bit. That's my other birthday present.
John Mayer actually said that.
Oh yeah, he believes he's down with the brother man,
except with women in bed.
Yeah, where his penis is a quote white supremacist. So whatever, whatever, whatever. The only reason.
Lord.
But yeah, so Joel's grilling me on the hood pass. He's like, no, I believe I have a bit of a hood pass. And he was talking about just kind of what, talking in gangster ways a little bit, a little hood inflection.
This one?
I actually really do not remember this.
Oh, really? No, you were explaining for like 5 minutes how you thought you had a bit of a hood pass and your girlfriend had none. And your girlfriend would give you crap.
That's true.
Yeah.
She does not.
Well, I would say Gwen does not have a hood pass. I don't know if May. I don't even know if your friend Antoine has a hood pass.
Is she like a debutante or something?
And Antoine's black. I don't. I think Antoine lost his hood pass. But what was that, Vinny?
Is she like a debutante or something? You guys making her out to seem like some Venus recreation and all this stuff.
She was just very cool, very nice. Like she's not
prom girl.
She wasn't.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that, Blondie. I'm just saying.
Like, I'll put it this way. If I'm bringing a girl out.
Catching on.
Yeah. I'm bringing out a girl for the night. She's probably making fun of people with me and then getting drunk and then screaming about her dad touching her butthole by the end of the night. Like, Gwen is just holding it together and being nice to people. Wow. So it was a trip for me.
She was.
Anything to add while we listen to
talk about
the porn now, music?
Tacky sweater parties?
I think I'm good.
Okay.
You should hear about Veronica's tea parties.
Oh, the tea parties?
Don't hate on the tea parties.
I've heard about the tea parties. All girls, right?
Usually.
What lucky man has entered your tea party?
Chippendale's dancer.
You would know. You were dressed like one last night.
I'm dressed like one right now.
He is wearing what he's calling the Chippendale shirt. Yeah. But, yeah, so we bail from the first venue, and we go to a very good... What? What did we bring up?
You totally missed it.
Gnozo started dancing.
He started doing the Chippendales dance.
Yeah, do that in the background. Make it sexy.
Take your shirt off.
Yeah, flash Veronica again.
No.
Come on.
No.
What? Come on, you piece of meat. Dance.
She has to work for it.
Dance. I bought you a soda before the show. This is how you can pay it off.
75 cents.
75 cents. I want 75 cents worth of sexy.
My dignity is worth far more than 75 cents.
Okay.
It's worth a chicken quesadilla from Taco Bell.
This is like the speech Charlton Heston gave when the Planet of the Apes trapped them. I'm not an animal. I will not dance.
I'm not an animal.
Damn dirty ape. All right. So at the end of our time at Rocket Bar, I did notice a few girls staring at me, but they're all of larger proportions.
Goddamn.
There were actually a lot of attractive women.
There were a lot, but there were some mixed in, and they managed to find me.
Again, I really don't know, because by that point, I was...
I'm a fat bitch, sir.
I was saying things at that point. I apparently don't remember, so...
Yeah, no, I was getting eyed up. And Veronica, you can answer this, and you guys who have social lives can answer this. Do really, really attractive women ever eye you up, or is it just... Kind of the larger ones are just looking for game.
You get the whole demographic usually, don't you?
Me personally?
I'm not talking about you.
Yeah. I mean, in bars, no. I bat pretty big. I try to not go big and go home. But,
Go big or go home.
Yeah, go big or go home.
That's the talk of a real winner.
So you don't like it when you hug your girl and you can't reach your hands on the other side, right?
Oh, God, I... It's happened once or twice. I'm not. The last time I did a really big girl was because I'd done someone else for the first time earlier that night, and the big girl wanted to get it and was really bugging me. And I was like, "When are you gonna do two different chicks like within an hour of each other?" I felt like.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I felt like a rock star.
You are such a
OMFGF is silent.
Like in a cover band, like that level of low rock star. Like one of the midgets from Mini Kiss, you know? I was like that level. I was like that level of getting ass.
Yes.
Like I kicked a chick out and I took a shower and then I banged another chick. And it was like the laziest sex of my life because I just wanted to notch it at that point and I didn't want to put any effort into it. And I took a few pictures of it and I had the TV on the whole time. And I don't.
Why would you. Commemorate that with pictures.
Oh, I deleted it. It's literally the only...
You are so...
It's literally the only pictures I've ever deleted, but they were hilarious because I don't know what the film was, but John Lithgow's face is in the background of like eight pictures of me getting dome. I don't know if it was Harry and the Hendersons. I don't know if it was Cliffhanger. But he was there.
Twilight Zone?
Yeah, he was there. And he was just doing his bald and gray thing. And it was great. Like, he was the handsomest thing in the picture.
I bet you saw his facial expressions on the TV, just like he was looking in your direction, coincidentally.
It was so bad, because, like, 5 minutes later, she rolled over and was just snoring. Snoring so loudly. Ugh. It was horrible. It was, oh, God.
Jabbed her in the eye.
I wish I had those pictures so I could blur them out and put them on the website. All right, so we leave the venue before John has another lip gal moment.
You are so in the same category as Tyrone. You slut.
Who's Tyrone?
One of Veronica's gentleman callers.
Oh.
And I can't play the samples anymore.
No, actually, you can't.
Can't play my fun samples.
That's not his real name, no.
No.
I don't use real names on there.
Yeah, that's why our stories are so compelling.
Okay,
so we get to the second venue. And, you know, it was more hipster stuff. There were people making drunken scenes. Like, multiple drunken men approached me to start talking. No chicks. But, guys...
Is that one dude? I remember him.
Yeah, there was, like, two. You know, he wanted to know where I was from. I felt like a piece of meat. I felt scummy.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm being serious. Yeah, there was one cute girl who was giving me the eye, but I was
it's surprising
happy having cigarettes.
Marvin's usually a good place to meet women.
It wasn't bad. I mean,
I've
like,
never heard of
all
it.
Three of Thievery Corporation's places are pretty damn good to go to. Yeah.
What's it called again? Marvin's?
Marvin. Right next to Gibson, I believe?
On
the left of it?
It's on 14th and U.
Yeah, it would be right there.
God, listen to these two. Hey. Listen to these two.
That is a hipster area, but that's pretty good.
I mean,
good place.
I'll say this. There were pretty good-looking chicks getting it on with ugly effing dudes. Like, guys who dressed well, but they looked like they were missing a goddamn chromosome.
It probably was dark.
Oh, it was dark as hell.
It was very dark.
But it was light enough. Yeah, I guess the clothes say I have money, but they were ugly. I mean, it's rare when I'm like, I'm better looking than you, but it was going on last night.
I want to ask Veronica a question on that. She just said a comment that really spurred an interesting question there. You said they have money. What's the line between looks and money, you feel? How dark it is outside? I mean, like...
Yeah,
it has absolutely nothing to do with time of day it is.
Well, I mean, like,
why would a pretty girl be with an ugly guy?
Yeah.
Why do you think?
Is it just money?
Huge.
I mean, random hookup. I'm saying, not
huge penis.
No, seriously, like common sense. What do you think?
Huge penis and a diamond condom.
Sounds about right.
Pretty
I
much.
Guess.
I mean, really? Is that news?
I don't know.
Is
the Jim Belushi show wrong? You can't get him with personality. Kevin James has lied to me.
No.
Oh, okay.
You mean none of that's real?
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Oh, you poor schmucks. Oh, my God.
You mean he wouldn't be getting that kind of ass without the sitcoms? Okay.
Big props on the uses of Yiddish right there.
Oh, thank you, schmuck. Schmeckle. But, yeah, so Joel, before he passed out, had one drunken birthday wish, and he wanted Veronica to dance for us a little bit. Just a little, because she missed the event.
But I'm so sorry to disappoint you. That is not going to happen.
Did Joel ask for this?
Can something happen over the shirt with you and Matt on
it? Stop
air,
it.
Okay, fine. I'm trying to, I don't know. There's live sex shows that are really popular in Amsterdam, and I figured we could get like a PG-rated thing going here.
I mean, maybe the camera is focused on you.
We go into that other room over there.
Yeah, there's a whole separate room, and there's the porn music playing.
Yeah.
No!
I mean, just because there's a window between these two rooms, I promise we won't watch Scout's Honor. You can trust me.
It's coming from a guy in a basement.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Joel, anything you want to add to your birthday? How did it end? I left eventually.
Yes.
We didn't wake up together.
No.
I left at some point.
No, you and Antoine took off.
Doesn't that sound sexy? Antoine and I left together.
Well, you did because you gave him a ride, right?
Ooh. Bow wow.
Yes,
bow,
I did. Wow.
How'd it go? Did you close?
Oh, I closed. I number closed.
Nice.
I number closed. I'm looking to get some Kino going the next date.
And the bromance has
touching.
Begun.
Yeah, exactly.
So, no, we stayed just so I could finish my one beer because that's all I could handle at that point.
I am not gay.
Computer's acting up. Go on.
I'm trying to figure out if that was for you or for me.
Oh, it was me.
Okay.
You smart computer.
You definitely earned that one. Okay. I finished my one beer. I was tired, ready to pass out. We went back to her apartment, just called in that.
Really?
Yeah.
There was... I'm a real good sex person.
Nothing?
I do it all the different ways.
I mean, I was tired.
Okay, okay. I can't say I... Did you get a little afternoon delight today? Morning delight? Breakfast delight? Pillsbury delight? What do they call it when it's in the morning?
No, I had to get up.
Brunch.
To, I had to go. I had
brunch.
I had to get up and go look at a house.
If brunch had been a euphemism for ass, I wouldn't be playing I Am Not Gay every 5 seconds when he mentions it.
I actually woke up at like 11:30. I wasn't hurting. I just got up, ate, had a shower, and I had to go look at a house before I came here, so I took off. She was still in bed sleeping, so.
God, you really aren't hungover. It took me like 10 minutes to dig this stuff up, too. Like, I thought we could play it the whole damn time.
No, I'm okay.
Oh, okay. Can someone fake having, like, hearing aids turned up all the way and just clutch their ears every time I play that something?
Oh, God.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
It sounds like a waiting to exit.
Like, I want someone to run across the studio with blood just running out of their eyes from that. Not going to happen. Okay. So, Joel, my other birthday present to you is our very next story. It's going to be a sports story.
You know what's funny is I only
heard
a snippet of it. I don't really know the details behind it or anything.
Okay. Well, did
it
you say...
It doesn't involve you picking winners for next week.
Did you say you want me to
knows about this?
To read a story to buy 5 minutes of airtime? Okay, Joel, here's your birthday present. Milledgeville, Georgia. I kept reading it as Midgetville for like 15 minutes.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, at first I was like, he's in Midgetville and he's like sexually assaulting chicks? What a depraved son of a bitch.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. So,
just covering your butt.
Roethlisberger accused of sexual assault again. Alleged. Thank you, Vinny. Incident happened at Georgia nightclub. Quarterback faced rape claim in 08. So let's read. Midgetville, Georgia. A jovial night of bar hopping in a central Georgia college town ended in a new allegation against Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger after a 20-year-old college student told police he sexually assaulted her in a nightclub.
So he bumped into her and now she claims he's her baby mama.
I don't know. He already faces a lawsuit from a woman who claims he raped her in a 2008 Lake Tahoe hotel and casino. He's denied it, and her case kind of has been shaky. I mean, for like weeks after the encounter, she was emailing people like laughing about the fact she had consensual sex with
Ben. Oh,
yeah,
there's evidence that's been published that she like was bragging about it.
Yeah, not
only
that.
She's one of those, just wants the attention, wants some money, and is just going to get tossed out.
Yeah, not only that. I mean, the hard proof is she's just not attractive, so why would he ever do that?
Well, why would he sleep with her in the first place?
Oh, no, he did sleep with her.
Oh, he'll sleep with her just because it fell in his lap. I mean, that's like, why would I eat a cookie I found on the ground, you know? It was there, and I didn't see a rat gnawing it as I walked in on it, so it's all good.
I love Veronica's expression right now. This is quality.
Hey, John, want to hear a good joke?
Okay.
Women's suffrage. I just thought that was appropriate, you equating women you find to finding a cookie on the ground.
When is modern science going to find a cure for a woman's mouth?
Someone's not getting laid tonight.
I wasn't anyways. Oh, someone else? Okay.
Damn it!
Roethlisberger turned 28 on Tuesday, and two or three friends went to Buffington's Bar in Midgetville, Georgia, earlier Thursday night to watch the University of Pittsburgh men's college basketball game. Said someone, a 24-year-old college student, "I don't really care." He gets excited. Pittsburgh wins. Scrolling through the story.
So she lost to
Way
Ben.
Way to be
had
prepared
to
for the show, John.
I don't have a printer. I can't print out the story and then highlight what I need. I'll go for 5 damn seconds, and you're going to like it.
What college were they near?
Some hick college.
I have a really quick question, not to interrupt, but didn't the same woman that claimed rape, didn't she eventually, like, she dropped a lawsuit for money and was just like, now I just want an apology?
I don't remember really. Like,
I believe sure it was downgraded. Yeah, she.
It went from like $1 million to, can I get that apology?
Sounds about right.
Sorry you liked it so much.
I think what made me kind of raise an eyebrow, several areas of the nightclub were considered crime scenes, and they were like cordoned off, which What is does this guy bust a nut like King Kong? Like,
sounds like a star machine. Or
yeah,
something.
Like there's a jizz fallout pattern or something. I mean, it's insane. Like, long story short, he goes to a VIP section later in the night with a couple girls. They leave. One of the girls says, I didn't even get raped. I was sexually assaulted. Veronica, you're the legal expert. What's the difference here? Anyone who knows.
That depends on
I don't
the state.
Watch a lot
some
of
states,
SVU.
Some that's that depends on state law. The terminology is interchangeable.
Okay.
In they, some...
They said in Georgia, in Midgetville at least, it was lesser than rape. Like, could okay, it, could then, he have just, like, put his dong across her forehead as a joke when she was passed out?
As a joke. You want to see something funny?
He could have groped her. He could have grabbed her.
For gigglesies?
There are multiple things that he could have done.
Okay, so he might have just grabbed her.
Yeah. Why are y'all laughing?
Seriously? Did you hear what John just said?
What?
Slapped his dong across her face and said, ha ha.
It's John. That's not
yeah.
funny. That's normal.
Exactly.
I'm lunching over here.
He could have played elephant trunk with her. I don't know. I don't know. I would. He's a horrible. I don't like him for a couple reasons. The first is it just me or he looks like the goddamn missing link? Like, there is, like...
That's how I like him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big, muscular dude, but I can understand big and muscular without a face that makes it look like you're retarded.
Well, like, have you ever heard him talk? Like, when he opens his mouth, it's even worse.
Yeah, like, he looks like he has to be tricked into banging women, like they have to put something shiny above their,
I mean,
their vag or something.
He's known as Big Ben, so that's an in right there, and he go to the wrong Miami.
It's like being called meat in Porky's.
Yeah, meat. Why do they call you meat?
The smartest kid in a Down syndrome class? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, he's an ugly dude. I'd feel bad compared to especially, like, Tom Brady.
I didn't think he was that ugly. I saw a picture of him today.
He just looks like a big doofus, a big rapey
you
doofus.
You just don't like him because he's big, tall, and rich.
No, I'm fine with Tom. Like,
and
I
you're
can...
bitter. You're a bitter short man.
He's got a ring. He went 15-1 one season.
He's got two rings.
Yeah.
Two rings, that's right.
I can, well, one of them. I can admit anything. Tom Brady's a good-looking dude.
Ew, Tom Brady looks like a Neanderthal. I cannot stand that.
Really?
What?
You are the
so
first woman
cute.
This side of the sun to claim
Tom
that,
Brady.
By the
yeah.
way.
But you're actually saying Tom
no.
Brady looks
Tom
more
Brady
of a Neanderthal?
Is chiseled of
Look
stone.
Look at his forehead.
Tom Brady is a golden god.
No, he's
How
not.
Dare
he's
you?
Overrated.
I said
and
I am not
like
gay.
Little crybaby.
In terms of Neanderthal look, I'd say Roethlisberger looks more like a Neanderthal than Brady.
Yeah. He really does.
I only
does.
Saw one picture of him, so I don't know. I didn't think he was unattractive when I saw him.
There's a couple where he looks okay.
I just think Tom Brady's overrated.
And then there are others where it's like if there was a live-action Flintstones, he should be Fred.
Okay, you win.
No, he would be a short.
And he could scream yabba-dabba-doo when he's raping.
He has not been convicted of rape yet, fellas.
He'll get there.
He could allegedly scream yabba dabba doo. How's that?
I guess. That would be a good catchphrase. Do any of us have a catchphrase? Won't we blow one?
No.
And boom goes the dynamite. Shazam.
What is that from?
Boom goes the dynamite.
No, the Shazam.
That's also from...
it's gotta be a video game.
Shut up. That's also from Family Guy. They're both from Family Guy.
Yeah, Yeah, Family Guy.
What's another one?
When Peter... Yeah.
I guess another one is I Think It Broke.
Yeah.
I
Think It Broke. Mine is Are You on the Pill? After it's done.
Or, wait, here's my favorite.
3 days later.
Yeah. You're on the pill, right?
Here's that condom I told you I put on.
Yeah. And then they say no, and then I'm like, well, you jumped up and down afterward, right? Because that takes care of it. That works. Just letting you know. But yeah, it's weird. He's getting that pattern of behavior where, again, I don't know. We really don't know what happened.
He's
but
the Mike Tyson of quarterbacks.
I was going to say, it reeks of the Mike Tyson case where I really don't think Mike Tyson raped that girl. I think he blew a load. And the instant he nutted, he was like, get out of here, ho. And she was like, I'll show
and
you.
She got pissed.
Yeah, exactly. She got offended and
Have
pissed.
Have you ever seen that girl that he got messed up with? She looks like she wants to be A, on top, and B, in control. There's no way Tyson had anything to do with that other than being a victim.
Oh, she was a real little go-getter, man. She was in some kind of beauty pageant and crap. She is not a chick who's just... Who? No, it wasn't Robin Givens.
That was his wife.
Yeah.
Desiree Washington.
Desiree Washington. That filthy swine of a woman.
That wretched reptilian woman.
That reptile. Oh, God, the quotes.
No, John, what I'm saying is that when I say, like, turn out like Mike Tyson, I'm not, like, not this incident either, but, like, he had, Roethlisberger had the motorcycle incident, Mike Tyson had the suicide attempt in the car.
Yeah, I mean, they're both leading. He kind of struck me like...
He's a Mike Tyson, a quarterback.
Like a straight, into adults Michael Jackson. Like, you know, every so often it's like he brought chicks to the ranch and then diddled them and then he's denying it. I don't know. That's what it kind of is starting to reek of to me. Like, I'm seeing a pattern of behavior here. But I believe Mike was innocent. How's that for ghetto pass? How's that for ghetto pass?
If you start to believe OJ's innocent, then we can talk.
Can't go that far. So no, I only got the light-skinned ghetto pass.
You're no longer epic fail, you're just fail.
Yeah, no, no. OJ was guilty. Michael Jackson innocent. You heard it here first. I don't know. Anything anyone wants to add to any of this about Benny?
I got nothing.
Joel, last word. I mean, it's a birthday topic.
Yeah, come on. Close the deal, dude.
Yeah, this is all for you.
All for you, and not just because, man, I couldn't find any other story.
I'm not hungover, but I am really tired.
That's nice.
I'll say this. I hate Pittsburgh Steelers in general.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, they can
hate
me.
I hate their fans.
Since Jerome Bettis left.
Yeah, I love the bus.
Yeah, I really don't give a crap.
I'm indifferent.
Did he win a Super Bowl?
I love black
men. His last year, right?
Yeah.
He won Super Bowl.
That was for me, Veronica. Don't shoot me those eyes.
Super Bowl 40 in Detroit in his hometown. He left the winner on top.
I said, I love Jerome Bettis.
I love black men.
Ta-da. It goes together. Mm-hmm. I didn't say Veronica Johnson loves Troy Polamalu's ass.
I love black men. I don't even know who that is.
He's a Steelers safety. He's in the Head and Shoulders commercials that you might have seen.
He looks kind of like a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, nope.
From behind, a little bit.
I only pay attention when it's Jeremy
Shockey.
He's
one of those Samoans with a huge mane of hair down to his ass, basically.
Yeah. Stop talking about long hair and asses. I'm getting all kinds of steamy.
Oh, we gave him a chubby.
Yeah.
Ew, can you please not say that word again?
Yabba dabba do.
Got John all hot and bothered.
Yeah. Now. Oh, man.
Not me.
I got the radio desk pregnants again.
You got the killer whale in the pants.
Yeah. Tillicum. You're back, buddy.
John, why don't you show us that?
Okay.
Oh, I took off my shirt last week.
Oh, my God.
Let's just show my junk on air.
No! No! Let's not do that. That's a horrible idea. What are you thinking?
I find it very...
Veronica's so offended.
Yeah.
So sorry.
What? She's officially giving the death stare to all of us except Joel. So, Joel, you got to fulfill the quadruple.
What's a little there. Exposing yourself between
the
friends?
The two children down there in the chuckle hut are like...
chuckle hut.
Are just, it's so funny.
I don't like the boobies.
All right. So, we've got... we've solved the mystery of the raping quarterback. Sounds like
you really can't call him.
Sounds like Hardy Boys.
I was just gonna say we got to the bottom of the rapist stealer.
Watch Roethlisberger hear this or his agent or something.
Oh, I wish.
And he ends
next
up suing
week,
you.
We're all sued for slander. Yeah.
That would be fantastic. My name's Joel Goldstein
for defaming.
Sue away.
Sued for defamatory remarks. Yeah.
Okay. The other
would
story
probably win too.
I guess.
I think he had bigger fish to fry, though.
No, he doesn't.
You want to up the ante? I have proof Ben Roethlisberger raped that girl.
Allegedly.
And seven other women.
God. He allegedly has
and
proof.
And seven other women.
It was you wearing a wig.
Including
anybody
my mother.
Anybody know how to run the board? Because John will be in jail next week.
Including my mom, who was a Shoney's hostess. What?
Oh, God. You are sick. But you would joke about that. You are sick.
What? I don't think my mom's listening.
Women's suffrage.
Women's suffrage.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
When is modern science going to find a cure for a woman's mouth?
I swear to God, I will take off my shoe.
Just, oh, damn.
Just throw it through my forehead? That would be a cool trick if you actually managed that on the air and it killed me.
Yeah, I think the show will be over by the time you get it off.
That would be a foot size joke. I kind of like it.
No, I'm wearing boots.
Yeah, quite frankly, she's wearing boots. Like, those are illegal in 10 states. She seriously can kill someone stepping on them with these, like, 30-inch spiked heels.
What are they, big Santa boots?
Steel tip.
Covered in reindeer turd.
They're the S&M boots.
I love you, Veronica. I love you, Veronica.
The casual chic S&M boots.
Let's throw it on the console. Let me see it.
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not throwing my leg up on the console.
Are you in a goddamn short skirt?
No.
I'm not going to see your junk. Show me.
Oh, my God.
Wait, thanks for the... Okay, now I see a boot. Wonderful.
I don't care. He asked for it.
That was Howard Stern's trick on the air, by the way. He would always get interested in women's shoes and say, hey, show me your shoe. And they would always throw their leg up, and then he'd see their vag on it.
Yeah, because they're dumb playboy idiot blondes.
You did it eventually.
Whatever. I'm not in a skirt.
Okay. Let's get to the air traffic control story.
Oh, boy.
Let's do it.
Pilots show support for a...
Do we need to read this one? Doesn't everybody know what happened?
Don't you mean Smushmorton?
Smushmorton. Yeah. Long story short, an air traffic controller, I think his name is Glenn Duffy, so a wildly intelligent Irishman, brings his...
Oxymoron.
What's your beef with the Irish?
Nothing really. I kind of joke about it. I
make a Native American joke.
Irish, right? You know that, right?
You're part Indian, too.
Yes.
So, there you go.
Pretty sure they're the
and?
First to go.
I don't know.
So every joke will offend you, basically?
I don't have a way out of this one. Like Colonel
Whatever.
Sanders said, I'm too drunk
Greek
to eat this chicken.
Continue.
Okay. Long story short, Irishman comes in with his two potato-eating children. And he sits them in his lap, and I guess he whispers in their ear what he wants them to tell. He's an air traffic controller. He tells the kids what they're going to say.
At JFK Airport, mind you.
JFK,
International Airport.
Not small. He's telling the kids what they're going to tell the pilots. So we got a little audio from it, and this isn't me like cutting to someone just farting loudly or something. This is real audio. Here it comes. Here it comes. Come on, YouTube.
JetBlue 171, clear for takeoff.
JetBlue 171.
Clear for takeoff, JetBlue 171.
Okay, so you just hear a little...
You know what you get, guys, when the kids are out of school.
Everyone's laughing about it. They're wisecracking. My favorite moment comes a little later when he's talking to a Mexican airline,
awesome,
and the kid signs off with adios. That's pretty damn funny. I'm sorry. That's kind of a part that's scary. The kid's talking, and he's muttering it to the point you can't really understand. But, you know, again, long story short, man, everyone got where they were going. The planes understood the commands. Well... I forgot that America has grown a titanic vagina, and this guy got suspended. Was it with or without pay?
I haven't read the
probably idea. With pay, but he got suspended. I like how we just like filled that crack in, by the way. He got suspended with pay, and everyone's showing support in his community. Please stop, like, when it's three yawns at once. When it's three yawns
I
at
have
once,
a good
I can't
excuse.
Say, you have a
it
good
wasn't
excuse.
Me?
No, I think it was him and Vinny at
well,
the same
I
time.
He's grunting.
I didn't do anything. I'm sitting here.
It's like a bunch of lions around a gazelle carcass, and they're just chilling on the Serengeti after they've done their thing. We got like 8 minutes till the home stretch, gentlemen. Pull it together. 7 minutes.
Plus, we got one more awesome topic.
If you're afraid of heights, do you want to hear a kid talking to your pilot?
John, please continue on.
You know,
awesome
I think that that's where the problem is. If you were on the plane, would you feel comfortable knowing that a child was the one
just
that told
directed
the pilot
you
what
home?
To do?
Much as I would wince when I heard he had the Irish last name. I would still assume that the guy wasn't going to let anything slide. You know, you've got your kid in your lap, and it's not like the kid is saying, hey, JetBlue 471, fly into Godzilla's tummy. You know.
I see your point. No, and I agree. I don't think it's that big of a
deal. It was a 9-year-old, too, even though he sounds like he's goddamn 3. I don't know what's wrong with that kid's balls. But he was. I'm just saying, he sounds a little... You know, light in the loafers for... Isn't that kind of femme
he hasn't
for
hasn't gone through puberty.
He sounds Greek to me.
That was clean. That was good.
Props. I'm just saying that I think this whole thing is kind of ridiculous. Oh. I mean, I'm sure that the guy, Duffy, told him that they were clear for takeoff before he had his kid.
Probably that, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the kids are saying things that mean perfect goddamn sense, and the pilots were all laughing.
No, it's just... Yeah. It's the whole
especially
the whole airliner security being ridiculous 9 years after.
CYA. If they don't report it, if they don't make a big deal about it, other people could think that it's okay to do, and then a potential problem could happen. So
air traffic control is also considered one of the highest
stress jobs
in the world.
He wants to bring in his kid, and it's not even to like ritualistically shoot them and then himself. He's doing it for a nice reason. It's all happy.
Like, the starting average pay for an air traffic controller is, like, $90,000.
Oh, so it's comparable to a DJ starting pay. Go on.
It's ridiculous.
So drinks on the internet, right?
Yes. With my $90,000 salary. Let me bring out my twins, too. they can do my picking up for me.
No, it's just, it's ridiculous. They get all,
hey, pissed. Lady, my dad wants to F you. And they'll go, oh, how cute.
They get all pissed off. Thank you for interrupting me, by the way, talking over me.
Very nice.
I like talking over you. Yeah. Makes me feel powerful and strong.
Let's go to the gym sometime, John.
Okay.
Ouch.
I'm kidding. No, but they get so pissed off over this and how this guy is going to be reprimanded or whatever.
Oh, he's been reprimanded.
Yeah, but like the whole, the guy sneaks a bomb onto the plane and blows his balls off. The
ball bomber?
Yeah, the ball bomber.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. Like, they're just, this is a response to that, that, well, we have to be constantly secure over this.
No, it's, Veronica's right. It's just cover your ass. It's just, I miss this country when it was about, like, drinking and banging people.
So you miss the 80s?
Go to Adams Morgan.
No, it's not the same. I want, like, the 50s, even though women, like, weren't really grooming all that well. It was great. We, like, killed communists. People with big racks.
Women weren't grooming well in the 50s?
I'm pretty sure there was some bad stuff happening downstairs. Like, legs were shaved, armpits were shaved,
Jesus,
but...
John.
A lot of Monique's walking around.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just disgusting. That is lazy. That is disgusting. She should be ashamed. I'm sorry. No excuse.
Oh,
that's
the worst
gross.
Thing is her husband's
is
going on about how he likes the hairy
legs.
Yeah,
because she has money. Of course he doesn't care.
Well, she's about to win tomorrow, too.
I'd do Monique for money.
Ugh, no. She's not. She is vulgar. She's disgusting.
Oh, I'll put it out there. I'd do Monique for nothing, just for a story for the show. I mean, I'd
You would do Joel for a story for the
not
show.
Not Joel.
Come
he's
on.
Not famous. I'd do Tom Selleck or something.
What about Matt?
Tom Selleck. Random.
Yeah, that's why it'd be funny. It'd be believable. Like,
well,
I found
what I did for the show.
What? What
I mean,
now?
Veronica, joke. I'm kidding.
Did you say you would do Tom Selleck for the show?
No, everybody missed it. Never mind.
No, I didn't.
Did you say?
I didn't miss it at all.
I think pretty much.
Stop.
Oh, Joel, what's, is there,
did
is
you
there
say
something?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Are there sparks thing, something going down here?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, someone's totally blushing. Lost. Someone's red. Someone
I have
is
a lot
as,
of blush on today.
Someone
Stop
is
it!
Red in the face as her ancestors.
Oh my god. Oh, okay. Don't be jealous. Get off my land, bitch.
Okay. But yeah, getting back to sex with Tom Selleck. A broken, poor Tom Selleck that I run on in a Denny's alone one night. What?
Why are you sure you weren't looking in the mirror?
Why am I concocting this scenario?
Yeah, why are you... You need to play your not gay little sound thing again.
I'm not. Tom Selleck's really manly.
No, ew. Gross.
He was Magnum P.I.
I am not
gay. He was Magnum P.I. He was Quigley Down Under. He was...
Mr. Baseball.
Mr. God, good pull. Who else do we have? He was Courtney Cox's boyfriend and Friends. Don't remember the name.
That was him? I thought that was...
Yeah, it was him. Like,
crap.
Alternate seasons.
Ignore me.
Yeah, it was, God,
oh, wait, isn't Tom Selleck a huge hunter? Like, he loves to hunt.
He's very NRA.
He
one time punched Rosie O'Donnell in the face to prove a point.
No, like, didn't he say to her, like, once on a show, because she was going on about it, and he's just like, well, good luck finding someone.
She was going on about Walmart selling guns when she was a spokesperson for Walmart, if I recall.
Are you serious?
No, he just, like, shut her up.
I remember she called him out on something and he got mad about.
No, he was just like, go find... Well, he's like, good luck finding someone to F you out being a dyke.
That does sound like Tom Selleck. Verbatim.
Hey, he reminds me of David Hasselhoff.
No, he's much better looking.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Tom Selleck has a certain mystique with that mustache.
I don't know, man. The Hoff's kind of hot.
God, John, that just sounds so queer.
You know, I can celebrate a man.
I said I am not gay.
And it is not gay.
AIDS
I am not gay.
Infected.
I said gay. I am not gay.
Okay, okay.
This is stupid. I want to talk about vaginas.
All right, Joel.
Yes, sir.
You have something very hetero to talk about for your final birthday present.
Yes,
number
I do.
You've rubbed my genie's lamp, and my third wish is about to shoot all over the studio. Make it happen.
Duck and cover.
Yeah. Like Roethlisberger jizz.
Pull up the...
I am not gay.
Pull up the site.
I'm not going to like get a blocked site or anything. Just talk about it on air for a second. Introduce it.
So... There is a website for a holiday on March 14th.
Yay!
Oh, it was blocked.
Oh, that's,
I knew it.
That's so weak.
It's because they blocked the porn sites too at the studio now.
What? Mm. Oh, this is a public school?
Yeah, I know. It's like I played porn on the air like once. I don't even think it was because of me.
Wait, hold up.
Wait,
no, really?
Wait, who funds this place? Who funds this place?
Our taxpayer dollars, goddammit.
Okay, well, okay, then they may have some right to do that.
Okay. Right,
so back to what I was trying to explain. There's a holiday that's been sort of developed, if you want to say developed, called steak.
Oh, my God. Are we seriously talking about this?
We are.
What do you mean sprung
good
up?
God.
Steak and...
Flatiron over here wants to talk about it.
Steak and blowjob day. March 14th. This is supposed to be the men's version of Valentine's Day.
It's a month
Day.
After Valentine's Day.
1 month
I got
after
my math on.
Day.
Wait, I thought it was April 20th.
No.
No, you can do that day too.
Did you just really, you just really say that?
That's Hitler's birthday. That's like the worst day to Joel.
No,
what kind of joke is that? You
whoa,
bitch.
Whoa. Hey. You know what 420 is, please.
Well, it's Columbine. It's smoking up. It's Hitler's birthday.
Well, which one do you think I care about?
You're a deep individual. It could be any of the three. I don't know. You're a man of many facets,
quite deft.
Joel.
You might celebrate all three.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyways, so on this special day, step one, prepare a steak for your man, and step two...
Do they have to be combined?
Veronica, you're taking note, right?
Like, yeah. I like mine rare, Veronica.
Oh, really?
John, yeah. Stay out of this.
Rare and no teeth. You know which goes with which.
I'm a biter.
Not even in jest.
Yes.
Not even in jest.
So... The point of the website, which unfortunately we'll have up, is that...
I think we get the gist of it. We don't need the website to explain it.
No, I think it's hilarious. And I think it's a really good idea that men get a holiday for them, you know?
I like Valentine's Day, but that's only because I go to CVS on the 15th and buy all the half-price candy.
And give it to your mom. She eats one and gives the rest back
exactly.
to you.
Exactly. And I get all the candy anyhow. It's great. Steak and BJ day. I can't do that with my mom, can I?
I hope not.
Yeah.
Abort. Yeah. Abort.
That was an ancient Greek thing. That died out in the 50s. All right, gang. So steak and BJ day for Joel. If anyone wants to come down to the studio with a steak and a blowjob. One of our creepy listeners is into Veronica. Maybe you can take one for the team.
What?
What? Do Joel. I mean, much of they could...
Are you serious? You're disgusting.
They could do that to Joel, but look at you the whole time to get them through it. I love you, Veronica.
I am not gay.
Hold on.
All right, dude, that
this is for Veronica.
I'll bet your womanhood smells divine.
There you go.
Did you really?
I bet it does.
Seriously, just
play
that.
I bet it does. All right, gang. I think we can punch out.
I think that's a good idea.
Me too.
Did you guys all go out last weekend, though, without me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we abandoned you. Well, I thought you were, like, shagging your girlfriend or something.
Yeah, you were out, weren't you?
I gotta say, Carpool is actually a pretty friendly place.
I liked it. That's where I want to go right now.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I actually can't. I have to return a keyboard, and then I have to go feed ducks and a goat. I'm not even, that's not a euphemism for anything. I literally have to go to a friend's house and feed his pet goat and ducks.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
Holy crap.
I will be tweeting pictures of the goat. It'll be my new Facebook page. I will be mock humping the goat or maybe riding it. I don't know.
No, I'm going to be in the next Mr. Hands, but with a goat.
Oh, God.
I put money on the duck kicking the goat's ass, by the way, if you ever put him in a
They plate. Are vicious. All right. We can get out of here. Just want to thank everyone for listening to another edition of Papa's Basement. I want to thank all my co-hosts who made it today, made it a packed house. Joel, happy birthday once more, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
You know why I care about you? Yeah, that's why I went to your thing. That's why I went to your birthday party. Hey, Veronica.
Hi.
Hi, Veronica. Thanks for showing up here.
Uh-huh.
Vinny.
I hate this place.
Thank you, sir. It's your happy place, the Chuckle Hut. And Matt.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Veronica. That wasn't English, but
what?
Thank you, Veronica, for being my eye candy.
You're welcome.
You can listen to us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern, at www.fcac.org/WEBR podcasts and my works.
Bow wow.
My children.
Bow wow.
Can be found at inpapasbasement.com and tweet us at inpapasbasement.
No walk of shame.
Yeah, I think we are free at last. Free at last. God Almighty. Free at last.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.